Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
When it's Twice. I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out all night, Roadrunner. That's right.
Morning, guys. I wonder if they can hear me. Huh.
Okay, mic one.
Should work.
3A. Alright. Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, I think you're there.
Are we good?
I think you are.
I wonder how we check. Shouldn't be coming through the monitors?
Look, I hear it through my headphones.
Oh, really? Okay, we're chilling then.
Mic 3, okay.
Is mic 3 there? Yes, we have mic 3. All right, welcome everybody. It's Tuesday, the 28th of February, 2023. The inaugural Giggle Spot sesh, you know?
The first one. I found it. We found the Giggle Spot.
We found the Giggle Spot.
It was in Tufts all along.
The way you find it is on a Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Now, what do I like about Tuesday mornings 5 a.m.? Well, I'll tell you what I like about the 5 a.m. shift.
You like anything about this?
Well, look, would I rather be counting sheep right now? Maybe.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if you're only counting black sheep, there are only a couple you can find, because everything else is just, you know.
Yeah.
All the white sheep get together, it just looks like a big cumulimbus cloud, and it gets boring, it's like...
And then you just stick out like a little sore thumb.
I have two sore thumbs of ingrown nails.
Ew.
And that shit hurts like a motherfucker. If you have ingrown nails, guys, we'll get through that pain together. It's a tough one. How much of that is a self-induced problem? I do not know. But I'm going to say it's a problem nonetheless. It's one of my daily struggles. Today more so than other days. But what we're talking about... Oh, yeah. What do I like about the 5 a.m. shifts? I'll tell you this. 5 a.m., I would say between 4 to 6 a.m., I would say that's a reasonable time. You never know whether someone's about to go to sleep or whether they've just woken up. That's that sweet spot.
5 a.m.?
Between, I would say, 4 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. That's that sweet spot. You don't know if the person's going to bed. You don't know if the person has just woken up.
Okay. Waking up at 5 a.m. to me is just too much, in my opinion. It's like, you're doing it for attention. We get it. You wake up early. You start your day early. You have big balls. You go to the gym. I don't know. But, okay.
Maybe you talk on the radio. Who knows?
Okay, listen. I would also rather be sleeping. Okay, I just can't see myself getting up at 5 a.m. every day.
Okay, every day, probably too much of a shift.
Yeah.
Especially if we're... you know, using current bedtimes. I think that will probably have to be the first thing to change. Otherwise, we're looking at a very unsustainable situation right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the deterioration, it will happen gradually and then very suddenly. So, yeah, it's just like, I always like it to think, is this person starting their day or finishing their day? Two very different types of energies. So, you know... What are we dealing with? What types of energy are we dealing with? Is it a, ooh, the day started, you know, it's 5 a.m. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm so energetic. I'm so optimistic. I'm so happy. I'm going to be up at 5 a.m. because I just want to get out of bed that much. I just want to explore the world. You have those types of 5 a.m.s. Maybe usually the runners. The early morning runners. They're usually the ones who
are... The DILFs.
Maybe you have a few DILFs, you know, and they're the runners. They're the runners. Sometimes you would see them in the form of cyclists when it's summer, you know? Those are the type of people who wake up early in the morning and like the fact that they wake up early in the morning. Obviously, you have others who wake up early in the morning due to, like, their job start early. Like, for example, as I was leaving my dorm, you know, a couple lads out there, you know, making sure that the CC is all stocked up. So you hear the trucks, all right? So it's a nice way to wake up.
But they're, like, working.
Exactly. Okay, That's why they're up.
They have to be up because they need to, though. Like,
exactly.
Voluntary people have to be up at 5 a.m. Those are rare. I don't know. My thing, like, when I would go to school, I would, like, my school starts at, like, 7, so I'd be in the drive-thru line, like, at 6 a.m. because I need a fucking best... Oh, you know, we can cuss. Okay. Since it's before 7, we can cuss.
Let's fucking go. Finally, I can speak freely.
We were told maybe not to, but, like, I feel like cussing is just a big part of who I am.
Oh, no, look,
if I could not cuss for the rest of my life, I would not be the same person. The words.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look. I want to use my potty mouth because that's when I get all my shit ideas out there, all right?
Exactly. Where's my water at? Okay, guys.
I'm primed up. KSI and Logan Paul will be happy with me that I'm joining the hype. You know the funny part is? This bottle, it costs like, what, $2? You buy it at Tealy. I've seen some... It's because it's so fucking hyped back in the UK, given sort of like KSI's influence.
Yeah.
You have people out there selling, like, a bottle of this.
For how much?
100 quid. Like,
does anyone buy it?
The guy puts them on videos, probably just to show, like, look, I made you drop, like, 200 quid on two bottles.
Wait, is Logan Paul big in the UK?
No, but don't forget KSI.
KSI.
And also, there was such an issue of them, right? So...
Yeah.
Because there was so much of excess demand for these bottles, literally what would happen is, like, supermarket workers would, like, they would keep some for themselves and then they would sell it on the black market for high prices because that's, like, just, you know, the price was set too low because of how much of a hype there was. And you had just some guys just like, okay, fine. I'm going to sell these for as much as I can. You know?
Yeah.
I just found it funny that someone would pay like 100 quid or more for a bottle of Prime. And then the worst part is you have to basically do the video of shame where afterwards you sat there.
And you're like reviewing it and you're like...
No, not even reviewing, you're just saying like, hi, I just bought this bottle. And then he like says 100. For how much? And you have to say like, yeah, I spent that much.
You could make money off that. Just take a couple back home over break. Look at that.
I don't think these are one of them where it's like... Yeah, you know, the price sort of appreciates with time. It's not one of them sort of... Look, it's a red bottle, but I don't think it's one of them sort of like red wines, ones, which just like, you know, as they age over time. But
did you see the Logan Paul fight?
Against Tommy Fury.
Yeah, he lost. Tommy Fury won. Look at that. White boy against white boy. I'd love to see it.
Hey, I heard that wasn't more of a boxing match, more of like a hugging contest. But, you know.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to have a strong view on it.
Watch the recap.
Do I want to watch rounds of boxing with Tommy Fury, who's mainly famous because of his brother?
Or Jake Paul, who's also famous because of his brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, nepotism brothers.
Look, no, it's not necessarily like, oh, I'm not going to do it because of nepotism. It's just like, I know why you're famous. And it's because you're not as talented as Europe.
Did you watch were you on Vine back when?
Way back when.
Yeah, like when Jake
OG.
Paul and Logan Paul.
Vine, when they like really sort of changed their reputation from these, what was it, Disney kids back in the day?
I guess so, yeah.
Was it Nickelodeon?
Who, like the little... Like,
the Paul brothers.
Oh, no, they were never on. They got that contract through... They got that.
See, that's the giggle spot. Like, you just don't know what's going on, and then, like, halfway through, you just have to laugh. We've all been there.
Yeah, they got that.
See, that's just that elation, the pure elation and joy and satisfaction of reaching.
Yeah. No, what was I going to say? They got that Disney contract off a Vine, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, see, they started off just as comedians on that.
And then from Vine, they got the, like, Disney were like, let's try and corporatize you.
No, but then I forgot why they kicked him out. I think he had, like, a scandal. I don't know what it was.
I don't think he got kicked. I think the Japan thing was after.
What Japan thing?
Forest walking.
Oh, that's why.
Was that the reason he was axed?
No, there was probably another reason. Like, they've done so much, but, like, it's funny. Every time Logan Paul is on the TV, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they changed a lot. They really had to rebuild their image.
Yeah.
Especially after that Japan thing.
That was on them, to be honest. How do you upload? Someone watched the video and was like, all right, yeah, this is good. This is going to be a banger. This is going to get views.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch that video?
Like, I've seen clips of it.
I've never watched it.
I don't know. Like, do I want to see what it's like?
I don't know. Because
walking around in the middle of the night in the forest with the highest, like,
known
for suicide.
Oh, yeah. You're not into horror.
No, it's not even like I'm not into horror, but it's like, look, I know that the purpose of this video is to go into a forest.
Yeah.
That forest is known for a lot of people committing suicide there.
Ooh, the vibes must be so off.
What do you think you're going to find when you go into that forest?
Oh, my one true love. Maybe the one to be in there.
Look, that's one way of saying your love life's very much in the graveyard right now.
Hey, sorry, he's out there, you guys.
Well, you'll find the guy. I'm sure he'll come along.
What are your thoughts on dating in college?
Ooh.
It's not for me. I feel like people are out there doing it. I'm happy for them. No, I'm not. I'm a big hater. I hate seeing happy couples. It ruins my day. I, like, wake up. I see, like, someone walking around happily. I want to throw myself off Tish roof or whatnot. Yeah. You know what sucks more? Watching gay couples be happy. Because in the past, they weren't able to be happy in public, but now they are, and now it reminds me of how lonely I am. Yeah. Bring back homophobia.
So all that dick Elton John was sucking so that you could, like, kiss in public and, you know. Yeah, no. You're now, like, annoyed about it.
It's too much, too much. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God, imagine. No. I'm just a hater because I don't have
of everything.
No,
like,
once
you just name it, I hate it. It's like,
once, like, I have it, though, I'm going to be, like, such the biggest supporter for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then we're going to do a full 180. We're turning on a dime right here on our viewpoints, right?
Yeah. Okay, do you want to play a song?
Let's play a song.
Okay, guys. This is The Giggle Spot, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Pacific Northwest, the end of the ride, with rolls of photos to compile. We won't see oceans for a while. From Massachusetts, the lights on down across the U.S. The inner cities and towns, the main spots I consider home. The Rust Belt and the Driftless Zone. Gets to me.
fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life and living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scar face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Won't pray for me.
Hello, hello. Okay, mic three.
Mic three works.
Mic one is on.
Probably one of the smoothest song transitions you'll ever hear from song to convo.
My transitions will get better as I do this more often, but yeah.
Yeah, no, don't worry. Before you know it, Jose will be like prime Seth MacFarlane with those transitions.
Oh my God. If I were as funny as Seth MacFarlane, I don't know what I'd do with myself. Have you seen Robot Chicken? He's made that.
I have not seen Robot Chicken.
He's a really funny guy, I don't know.
He is a very funny guy.
Yeah. You know the Conan, what's that guy who hosts that talk show? Conan something, he has like red hair.
Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, you know he's insanely smart.
Did he go to Harvard?
Yeah, something like that.
I think he did.
Yeah, smart people tend to be funny sometimes. They're socially awkward, no in between.
I like that range.
Yeah.
I think it's
you like that range?
It's the sweet spot as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah?
Provides ample access to the giggle spot.
Why is it up there?
I don't know. I think you got to be able to, with comedy, point something out bizarre.
Yeah.
Or something fucked up. And make people laugh from it.
Hmm.
So what you're saying is, my perception of this situation, I'm just going to tell that as it is. And you guys are going to tell me how funny it is. And then we know the more giggles we get, the more spot.
Okay.
Hopefully they just don't turn into tears of laughter.
Did you see it snowing outside? Oh, now it's pouring out there.
Is it?
No, look, I can see it through the window. It's horrible. Yeah, I don't like this. It's...
Yeah, I see it. It's going
to
be...
Oh, and we're going to have to walk back. What are you doing? I'm going to go to bed. I'm going right back to bed after this.
I'm tempted of doing that.
Oh, so you're going to like start your day like...
No. Fuck that. We'll be operating on like 2 hours of sleep for the full day.
No.
Probably less than that. That's not what we
need.
It's not what we want.
Is today a snow day?
Yeah, but then it's going to like morph into rain.
Ew.
So a lot of that fresh snow, assuming it even settles.
It's going to be all slush.
Yeah.
Once it freezes though, we need to get this little sled out.
Yeah.
And go sling.
You want to go down that hill again?
Oh my God, I would love to go down that hill. Dude, I ate at... Like, I was coming down this hill, and there's, like, those little poles. I think I told you this. Mm. And it just smacked me in the face and, like, bruised, like, my upper, like, little left part of my face. It's pretty bad. It was, like, a cute little battle scar, though.
Hey.
That's all I need, to be honest.
You get sure that you were a warrior. If someone asks you, how did you get that scar? It's not... Oh, I was sledging down a hill and hit a pole.
No.
I was in a knife fight.
I was at pub. A freshman tried it. You know, he told me I wasn't... What's something that tough students care about that he invalidated?
NPCism.
NPCs. The first time I found out what an NPC was, I think it was in college, because in high school I didn't think about it.
Oh, yeah, No, that's a new term. I like it.
An NPC, yeah. It really does its favor. Like, there are some people... I forget how, like, big this college is sometimes.
And the thing is, it's still quite small.
Yeah, like, compared to, like, other, like, colleges.
No, you get to, like, one of them, like, state colleges as well.
Oh, you'd get lost in the crowd. I wouldn't mind that, though. Like, get in there, see what a damage I could do, you know?
How much havoc can I cause?
Yeah, because, like, schools like this, it's like, oh, everyone knows everyone at that point.
Yeah,
or, like, at least some, like, detail they've heard about someone, you know?
It's like, how interconnected are those friend groups?
Oh, yeah, very.
And it's like, dude.
Have you been a part of, like, a big, like, friend group? Bev and I were talking the other day. About, like, those big friend groups who, like, perform, like, friendship incest between them two. You know what I'm talking about?
What the fuck were you talking about?
No, like, then? Okay, I swear this is a thing. This was a thing back in high school, at least. So, like, there were these big friend groups, and it usually would be, like, some guys, some girls, but the whole gist of the friend group is that, like, there was this unspoken, they all have, like, some form of, like, sexual attraction towards each other. And sometimes it would lead to more, and that would just lead to, you know, yeah, but, like, that's a thing that, like, sometimes that's the glue that holds friendships together.
I can't really say the same based off my high school experiences insofar as it was an all-boys boarding school.
That'd be kind of weird, yeah.
You know, despite the stereotype that I had to endure from some for going to an all-boys boarding school. I did not participate in such activity myself. Did others? I don't know. I'm not here to comment. Ooh. I'm not here to speculate. But what I will say is you're basically...
Were you like a Ravenclaw or like a Gryffindor? Like, what was your house?
No, my house was called Hillside, funnily enough, right?
Was it really?
Yeah, okay. Because you, once you get your boarding house, that's it. It's kind of...
When did you get your boarding house?
Oh, that's before you join.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so what you do is it's like, once you get... You have a rounds of tests that happen when you're 11.
Yeah.
That's when you also have your interview. And then once they say, like, it's like a traffic light color system, green, amber, red.
Yeah.
So it's just green, like, you go in, amber, it's waitlist, red, it's like, no, fuck off.
Like, get out of here. Yeah. We don't want you.
You're very much going to bring down the average.
Was your...
Too much, you know.
Okay, what was your school's motto? Like, my favorite thing is the mottos that the schools have.
Ours was... Deus dat incrementum, which is Latin.
Expelliarmus.
It's more of a Wingardium Leviosa.
It's one of those vibes.
It's one of those vibes. Nah, it actually means God gives the increase.
What does that mean?
So it's like, basically what they're saying is it's like any improvement that you get, it's like, it's like a gift from God that like you've earned to like receive in some way. It's like, whether it's I'm better in this realm of academia or a better athlete, performer, any of the key attributes that I'm learning at the school.
Yeah.
They want to place the fact that you're acquiring the knowledge or like you're acquiring the improvements in whichever skill set that you're gaining. It's not this. Yes, it's from the school, but in Like, they're trying to, like, sort of go for the humble approach.
Yours is, like, so much better than mine. You know what mine was?
What was it?
Mine was, like, pain is temporary, pride is forever. Like, that shit sucks. Like, that's horrible.
That almost sounds like a cheapened down version of tough times never last, only tough people do.
Oh, yeah, probably so. My school is, like, yeah, that, like, imagine you're just going through it, and they're, like, it's temporary. Pride is what's forever. Oh, your parents
but
just
Mrs.
died.
Andrews, this hasn't been a very temporary trip to the milk store from my dad.
The milkman. The other day, someone mentioned the milkman in my global studies class, and I was tempted to make a little like milkman joke, but apparently you can't.
Oh, he came back.
Do that. No, like back then they used to have like missing kids on like the milk cartons. We didn't bring that back, but
we should. We should bring that back.
But no one really buys milk anymore.
I think now it's just more of a, oh, can you post this on my story for me? And I'm like,
the infographics.
That's the new form of the milk carton.
The infographic. Oh my god! Because
think about it. How would you eat cereal back in the day? It would just be like you would have the bowl and you would look at the cereal box,
and then you'd got it. But now
it's like
you're
looking at my phone.
Yeah, when you're scrolling and eating your
cereal. The Insta story is almost like the cereal box.
What's your go-to app when you're eating?
If
you're eating alone in your room,
that happens a good amount of times.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm okay.
No. I'm here good. If you need it's me. It's good. Look, I like it.
And when you try your best and you don't succeed. Black and white filter.
Hey, what did we learn from this? Ringy. Pain is temporary, pride is forever. All right.
Yeah. Oh my God, high school. You know what? High school was just not. That was an era.
That was an era?
It was definitely an era. Okay, my thing was I've always been like a grade above. I've been a grade below what I'm supposed to be because I started school a little late.
Mm.
I was a little slow. I apologize.
No, I've all been there.
I was a slow learner. What can I say?
I'm slow at taking hints from like potential crushes. So it's like, you know.
You know, that sounds a little.
We're slow in that regard.
Okay. Anyways, what was I at?
Started school a bit late.
Oh my God, yeah. So everyone just would be like, oh, you're dumb. Because you're like up there. So I felt the need to prove them otherwise. Didn't work out. No.
Hey, look, you're here at Tufts.
Oh.
I would say that worked out.
Yeah. Tufts is pretty. Dude. Oh my God, some of the classes suck. Some professors are cute though.
Hey, look. The classes on offer here are very much hit and miss.
Here?
Yeah.
Let me.
Like, I don't know. I think they should. You know, like, for the intro classes.
Yeah.
If you're taking an intro class because it's, like, to tick off a distribution requirement of some sort, right?
Mm-hmm.
That should be a different. Like, that should be, like, its own class. And then if you're doing the class because you think it's, like, a fundamental for your degree.
Yeah.
Like that should be taught by a different professor. So one's like, can you understand the general concepts? And the other is, we need to drill in the fundamentals. It's two different approaches, right? Because one you're using as like a foundation or a springboard
for
later studies where you're going more in depth in certain areas of the course, right? Whereas with others, it's just like, look, as long as you can understand like the horizontal sort of aspects of it, it's like, can I understand these different like topics or subtopics within the subject? Like, yeah, I can understand the broad strokes, like, and if I have to, I can go into depth like further, but
you
it's
can
not
go
the most important
into depth
you know,
and broad strokes. Wow, you can do it all.
Hey, look, that's what we need to be a good painter of reality. Knee slapper.
See, like,
it's one of those mics where you can't drop it, and I don't want to be like. Because you're trying to break it.
Okay, this is a pretty cool setup, though. Now,
I like the setup.
I'm like, this is my first time in the room. This is the first giggle spot, so we're like looking around.
We're observing.
It's a very cute room.
A lot of graffiti, or like, you know. It's not graffiti, though, is it? Let's face it.
No, it's like, I think it's like, has a purpose, all of it. Probably like past little people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
What a great conversation. Look, to all those two listeners out there.
We have a whopping zero listeners right now. Come on. How do we promote? How do we promote?
How do we promote?
Someone give us ideas how to promote a show. We gotta lie and say we have promo codes. Oh, wait, you know what I think I'm supposed to do? I think I'm supposed to play one of these little thingies. Okay.
Go on.
Give me that.
Oh, the yeah, we're supposed PSA.
To say, we're supposed to say PSA, I think. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, I will read one PSA. Okay, make this every
pledge.
Okay.
I will make this pledge.
I will read or play at least one PSA every hour. Okay, so we're going to play the PSA.
The key word there is at least, right? So we know what the minimum is.
Yeah. Should we do it at the end? Or should we... Here, look through.
Sometimes at the end, you could be in a bit of a rush. It's like, oh, shit. It's like...
Okay, look through here. See what you like.
I think
it's
I
your
will.
Special day.
Aw.
Yeah. Whatever you like.
We should do a show where it's just... We're just reading the PSAs. I think that will be like...
I would, like, get a gun. I'd jump off Tish Roof. Oh my god. Did you do Prio?
I didn't do Prio.
You didn't? No. Oh my god. Can I tell you my Prio story?
That's why we're here.
Oh my god. I have been waiting for this moment. Not really. Okay. So my Prio, I did two because I wanted to be like a little quirky, little
Ooh.
Nature. I wanted to create a brand for myself coming into college. So two is like the wilderness one where we went outside. I signed up for the canoeing trip. I can't swim, though. I decided to go canoeing in Maine for 5 days. That's 4 nights, 5 days. I could not swim. If that boat flipped over, if it capsized, it would have been
it's
over.
It's only the life jacket that's saving you.
Yeah, that was really... Like, it was terrible. And I didn't tell anyone about this until we were like on the way back home. And I was like, you know what, guys? I'm going to be honest. I can't swim. and it was one of
lads, I don't know how relevant this information is, but you know how we're spending all the time like in a boat on this water? Yeah, well, if this boat were to, hypothetically speaking, flip
and I
were to land in said water, yeah.
I would have not survived. Okay. So I went into this trip weighing a good like 120 pounds.
Okay.
By the end of the trip, I was a good 90, 100, we're talking Kylie Jenner, like, early 2000, like...
You dropped.
Dude, I didn't eat anything. There was on this trip because, okay, one night, we were gonna make pizza. We were gonna make pizza. So, you know, they made dough. They made, like, dough. Oh, so they were chefing
pizza.
Up.
They were doing the full shebang,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, that was cute and all, but the fire could not start. So we have raw dough and... It's raining. It's cold. We just finished a day of canoeing.
A roar of dough didn't seem so appetizing to you?
I debated going into that woods that night and just never coming back. I was going to turn that trip into something they were never going to forget.
Hey, then you could have appeared in maybe one of Logan Paul's videos.
Oh my god. Yeah. I would have been in there. Would have been like, shout out to my mom in the back. For just like...
Yeah. We're not in Japan. We're in Maine.
Yeah, that was fun. And then I came to Tufts. Oh my god, freaking moving day. That was fun. Did you find one that you like?
There's one about not drinking and driving, but that was like
that's kind of boring. Yeah.
Mental health national anti-stigma live announce a copy. Okay, we don't need to deal with like that. Yeah, we made a suicide joke maybe like 3 seconds. Maybe because we just made a suicide joke, we need to do a mental health national anti-stigma live announcement copy.
All right. Okay. Should we do a song, then song PSA?
Let's do a different PSA. I'm going to look through some of them.
Okay. And we could...
Something up from that queue and then...
All right, let's see what we got. Okay. Let's see what we're cooking with. Ooh, this one's a banger. Okay. My brother showed me this song.
Ooh.
Okay, my favorite thing to do with my brother is he has way better music taste than I do. He just does. So what I do is I'll like look up the artist that he's listening to. I'll find one of their songs that I like. I'll be like, oh, this is a pretty cool song. and I'll send it to him, and I'll say, hey, have you heard of this super underground, like, indie band, blank, 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 this song? And he'll just look at me in disbelief. Like, what are you, like...
Look, this is the first time I'm seeing them. It's not like I saw you listen to them, all right?
It, like, look, pisses him off.
I can't hear through your headphones. And yes, you're listening to this on Spotify, and it shows what you're listening to. But I didn't see that.
Okay, no, like, he's also not a Spotify user. He, like, he refuses to use it. He uses YouTube. He's one of those kids.
YouTube? Like YouTube Music?
Yeah, basically. And, like, Apple Music. He's like, there's more variety on there. I don't know. That's just, for me, it's going to be Spotify. I think Spotify is the supreme music thing.
Spotify is the way to go.
It's
all right?
Always the way to go. Okay, okay.
It just is. The fact that you can just download music.
And you can upload your own, too.
Upload.
Do whatever.
They're dabbling with a few podcasts now.
This is our first pod. This is the OG podcast. We would have done one also for the astronomy class.
Okay.
No one's listening, but like, we had an astronomy class together, and then Daniel decided to drop it like a little puss. He couldn't handle his big planets, his big rocks coming at his face.
That's true.
He couldn't handle our Rasputin looking teacher, professor.
Oh my god.
He's such a funny guy, though. Like, I feel like if I gave him if someone needs to give him a chance. No, he has like a wife or something. A partner.
And a three-legged cat.
Do you think he's straight?
I don't know.
Honestly,
do not know.
If he were to tell me he weren't, I'm like, yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'd be like, alright, it's cool.
Okay.
No, yeah.
All right.
I'd dab him up, to be honest. I'd get jealous, though. Yeah.
And we're back to square one.
I'm a hater.
Jose
I can't.
Is the one to be left alone without
when
a relationship.
You try your best and you don't succeed. I don't know. Okay, ready for this song?
Yep.
Oh wow, that was awesome. Hello. Okay, I think I messed up there. Oh, okay.
Am I? Yeah, no, I think I'm still there.
We're back with a PSA announcement.
So the question is, which sort of voice are we going for? Just the regular? Do we try and put on some generic sort of voice?
Yeah, go for it. Whatever. I feel like you can, whatever you got. Surprise me.
Ladder safety PSA. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in your basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
In the mud until the sequel. I'll be finding subjects to paint in the buff behind the easel. I'm a bad boy. I'm a punk. I'm a black man. I could dunk. And I'm hanging low.
Okay, guys, our time is up. Thank you for joining us on the Giggle Spot today. Any last words, Daniel?
Yeah, whatever you're doing out there today, make sure you have an absolute smasher. You know, make sure that all your goals are met. You go out there, you conquer the day, you greet it with the biggest smile because you started off the right way.
Hell, yeah.
Giggling it off at your favorite spot.
The Giggle Spot.